You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome in, everyone, to this Memorial Day Monday edition of the Daily Dime. Today is May 27th, and I hope you had a great holiday weekend so far. We have had a jam-packed weekend with playoff hoops and hockey, some MLB and WNBA games, the Indy 500, the Coke 600, and even more. So let's talk about it. We will start off in the NBA, where we had Game 3 between the Celtics and the Pacers in Indianapolis. The Celtics came into this one as huge favorites after winning the first two games in Boston, and then Haliburton was also out with a hamstring injury, but they kept it close early on. They were only down one at the end of the first, and then dominated the rest of the half after getting 17 points in the second quarter from Andrew Nembhard, including a three right before the half. So even without their best player and playing against a loaded Celtics team, the Pacers led 69-57 after two, but Boston would claw back in the third, and they cut the lead to nine entering the fourth, and that was where their defense really stepped up. They only allowed 21 points and got a huge steal from Drew Holiday with just 3 seconds left as Nembhard was driving to the hoop with the Pacers down one. Holiday would then get fouled, make both free throws, and that would be the final, with the Celtics winning by three, 114-111. Just another brutal loss for the Pacers as they led by 18 at one point, and they were still up by five with just over a minute left, but they just could not close this one out. I still give them a lot of credit because they played so well without Haliburton. Nembhard finished with 32, Turner and Siakam both had 22, and they got 23 off the bench from TJ McConnell, but they just should have won this one, and they also had a 5-point lead with under 2 minutes to play in game one. And you just have to wonder how different this series would feel if they had been able to close either of those out. If they win both of those, they're sitting on a 2-1 series lead right now with game four at home and a chance to go up 3-1, which is almost insurmountable for Boston. But here we are, 3-0 Celtics after three games, and I think they probably close it out in game four tonight with Haliburton's status still up in the air. But we do have to give some credit to the Celtics because they never gave up in this one, and it was just a true team effort. Tatum finished with 36 points, 10 boards, and 8 assists. Horford had 23 with some huge shots down the stretch, and then Holiday had 14 points, 9 rebounds, a block, and 3 steals, including that one to end the game. Derek White had 13 points, 7 dimes, 5 boards, and 4 blocks, and then Jaylen Brown also had 24 points on 56% shooting, despite going just 1-for-5 from 3. But looking ahead, like I said, game 4 is tonight, and I think Boston probably closes this one out, especially if Haliburton doesn't play, but we'll see if I'm wrong and the Pacers can force a game 5 back in Boston. But then yesterday, we had the Mavs hosting the Timberwolves for Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals, and this one was also a great game as Dallas took the lead and went into the half up 8. They would extend the lead to 12 in the third, but Minnesota came storming back and tied it to end the third, and then this one was back and forth all fourth quarter until PJ Washington broke the 104-104 tie with a corner three with about 3.5 minutes left, and it was all Dallas from there as they would go on to win 116-107. The biggest difference in this one was definitely the stars. Luka and Kyrie were great again, while the Timberwolves' best players really struggled, especially down the stretch. Anthony Edwards did finish with 26 points, but he needed 24 shots to get there. He also had 5 turnovers, and he didn't make a single three all night. Karl-Anthony Towns was especially bad, going just 5-for-18 from the field, 0-for-8 from 3, and he was minus 12 in his 38 minutes. And then on top of that, Gobert struggled as well. He didn't miss from the field, but he only took 4 shots. He finished with 9 points, and even though he was voted Defensive Player of the Year for the 4th time this year, he was continually exposed by the Mavs, and he didn't register a steal or a block in 29 minutes of action. But like I mentioned, on the other end of the spectrum, Kyrie and Luka were just great. They both finished with 33 points, and they combined to shoot 55% from the field, 47% from 3, and they just made clutch play after clutch play down the stretch to win this one and take a commanding 3-0 series lead. So now it looks like both series might end in sweeps. I think Minnesota has the better chance to extend the series and might even win two games if they can just get the win in game four. But the thing that sucks for us as fans is the NBA Finals schedule is already set. So even if the Boston series ends tonight and the Dallas series ends tomorrow, we still have to wait until June 6th for game one of the finals. So strictly for entertainment purposes, I kind of hope Minnesota and Indiana can win a game or two just so we get some more action over the next week or so. But if I was a betting man, I probably wouldn't take either of those teams to win game four. But we'll see what happens. Maybe we will be surprised and get a few more games. But anyway, over in the NHL, we had Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Rangers and the Panthers in Madison Square Garden, and this one was tied at 1 after 1, but we didn't get any more goals in regulation, and then the Rangers would go on to win on a Goodrow goal 14 minutes into the extra frame and tie the series at 1-1. Then on Saturday, we had Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals between the Oilers and the Stars down in Dallas. And this game was following a similar track as Friday's, but Dallas would break the 1-1 tie just 3 minutes into the third, and then they would add an empty netter later on to go on to win 3-1 and tie that series as well. But then yesterday we had game three between New York and Florida, with this one being played in Sunrise, and this game was the complete opposite of game two. Both teams scored two goals in the first, and then the Rangers would follow that up with two more in the second to take a 4-2 lead heading into the third. Florida then got goals from Barkov and Forsling to tie it up, and it felt like they took a million shots over the last 10 minutes from Verhaeghe and Tkachuk. But Shesterkin was great, and this one went to overtime just like game two, where the Rangers got the game-winning goal from Wennberg to take a 2-1 series lead. Game four will be on Tuesday, again in Sunrise, as the Panthers look to bounce back and tie up the series before heading back to New York. Tonight we get game three of the Western Finals in Edmonton, with the Oilers opening as the early favorites to take a 2-1 series lead over Dallas. But then over in the MLB, we had some notable games on Sunday, including a game with 25 runs between the Tigers and the Blue Jays, as Detroit won 14-11 on a three-run walk-off home run after giving up 5 runs to Toronto in the eighth. Kyle Bradish threw 7 no-hit innings for the Orioles before being pulled after 103 pitches against the White Sox, but Baltimore could not complete the combined no-hitter as the first batter in the eighth went yard for the White Sox, but that would be their only hit on the night, and the Orioles would go on to win 4-1 in Chicago. Then the Braves demolished the Pirates 8-1 in Pittsburgh, but it was a bittersweet afternoon as Ronald Acuna Jr. tore his ACL on a non-contact play as he was at second base and looked to fake like he was going to third between pitches, but then collapsed in pain, and the test results came back as a torn ACL. He did tear his right ACL back in 2021 and also had an ACL sprain in his left knee a few years before that, so he has just had terrible luck with knee injuries, and you hate to see it happen again. Hopefully he'll be back and ready to go for next season, but you just have to feel for the guy having to go through that again, especially coming off such a great season where he was the MVP just a year ago. But apart from that, we will close out the MLB scoreboard with the Guardians beating the Angels 5-4 for their 9th win in a row and what is now 12 out of their last 13. Despite all of the wins, though, Cleveland only has a 2.5 game lead over the Royals in the AL Central because the Royals had also won 8 straight games of their own coming into Sunday, but they lost to the Rays 4-1 in Tampa thanks to a 3-run pinch hit triple from Brandon Lowe. Over in the WNBA, the Fever finally got their first win of the year as Caitlin Clark finished just 2 assists shy of a triple-double. And then on Saturday, the Sun ironically beat the Sky 86-82 to improve to 5-0 on the season, but they did have Alyssa Thomas get ejected on a play where she kind of slammed Angel Reese to the floor by her neck. Then the Storm also beat the Mystics as they fall to a league-worst 0-6, and yesterday the Lynx beat the Dream 92-79 thanks to 31 points from Kayla McBride, and the Wings beat the Sparks 84-83 despite 21 points and 3 blocks from the rookie Cameron Brink. In other news, we also had the Indy 500 yesterday, where Joseph Newgarden won for the second straight year, and that was followed up by the Coca-Cola 600, which was won by Christopher Bell after just 249 of 400 laps as the race was called due to inclement weather. But with that, we will just about wrap it up for this Monday episode of the Daily Dime. As always, thank you for listening. And if you would, please consider subscribing and rating 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you may listen. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.